VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life in sales isn't fair. So what? All that matters is who you are. Hi, and welcome to a new podcast by Sales is Easy. And this podcast is all about simplifying and demystifying sales process to help you overcome the challenges you experience on a regular basis when selling and help you really simplify everything and understand that sales is easy if you know what you're doing, right? My name is Alan Meyer. I'm your host. I've been now 29 years in sales, business-to-business sales in Europe and North America. And last 15 years, I delivered sales training all over the world, including 42 different countries. And recently, in the last few years, I spent lots of time developing materials on resilience, mental toughness, and grit for salespeople. And I need to give you another piece of information. I've been to thousands of different sales trainings and courses that talk about managing your pipeline and doing the sales calling better and lead generation and business development and filling the pipeline and handling objections, overcoming objections. It's all fun when you are in a training room and learn about it. But I wish when I started my sales career in Europe, I wish somebody gave me at least a shortcut, a fast version of how to develop my mental toughness when situations get tough, when customers ask extremely difficult questions, how to stay true to who you are, how to build your resilience in selling, and of course, how to shift my anxiety and worry towards some positive action in sales and develop my mental toughness. Now, that's why I developed the trainings, I delivered trainings, I created lots of new exercises and strategies and techniques that can help salespeople do that, like ABC method, IO model, ladder of decision, etc., etc. And also, I recorded lots of podcasts on this topic. If you check a previous podcast, you'll find the topics that cover this. But also, the message is there is not enough training on resilience for salespeople. And we all struggle sometimes when the customer is asking and putting us in a difficult situations. We struggle finding the energy and mental toughness and even grit to continue doing what we are doing. And it's easy to give up. So, saying that, I heard many times from salespeople I manage that life in sales is not fair. But my answer to this is this. So what? All that matters is who you are. Let me dive into this topic to really clarify what I mean by that. We have all heard it before, and we have all probably said it a time or two in our lifetime, like life is not fair, or being in sales is not fair, it's difficult, I'm struggling, it's a very challenging job. Well, this may be true. Well, when you start obsessing over this point, it won't get you too far in your sales career. If you want to thrive and achieve any kind of success in sales, you must learn how to shift your focus from the fact that life in general is not fair and that life in sales is not fair to the most important thing impacting your personal success in selling. And that thing is you. By focusing on who you are, you have the ability to channel your power into actionable progress and ultimately reach the level of success you desire in sales. Let's start with developing self-awareness. So in order to tap into your abilities, you have to know who you are in sales, when selling. Self-awareness is a system of reflection that allows us, human beings, to develop a deep understanding of our inner thoughts, our feelings, desires, motivations, behaviors, and ultimately actions. And it is by implementing a regular process of checking in with ourselves to understand how we are thinking, how we are feeling, And this is actually, I have an ABC method covering this big time, to understand what are you thinking when adversity hits, when adversity in sales hits, what are you thinking, what are you feeling at that specific moment. And allow yourself to experience all these emotions, but what's your action plan afterwards, right? Instead of reacting to situation or actually reacting in general, you want to respond. And responding means you think before you act, right? So you want to understand how you are thinking, what are you feeling, what's driving your own personal desires and motivations to continue this project and continue dealing with this customer of yours, and what lies behind the actions that then gives us the power to make changes within ourselves, not to give up, to persist, to be flexible, to be adaptable to the situation, many different things. Check another podcast I had recently on this topic, 10 Sales Resilience Power Words, and of course some other, like a 7 Habits of Mental Tough Salespeople podcast. I'll talk in more details about this stuff. But when you develop self-awareness, when we are empowered with the necessary information about ourselves, we can begin to identify patterns in our thinking and behaviors that are not serving us, and then and only then we can make changes to those patterns of behavior in a meaningful way that moves us forward. So developing self-awareness is a big part of developing resilience. Next important point I would like to address right now is believe in your abilities. A belief in what you're capable of is essential to being able to tap into the power of who you are in your sales job. When you understand what you're able to do, you're more likely to put yourself in a sales situations and take chances that will result in much more favorable outcomes. So when you understand what you can do, then you will put yourself in situations that will result in better outcomes for you. Self-awareness can significantly support this process by making you aware of your strengths, thus giving you critical information about your abilities, your set of selling skills. And it is this knowledge of your strengths that can help you overcome sales challenges and make strides towards your personal goals in sales. Research supports this by showing that those who have a high level of confidence in their abilities have a greater ability to manage stress, and they are more resilient in sales in the face of adversity or unexpected situation in a meeting with your customers. Next important point is find your why. And that's a big one. When dealing with adversity in selling, tapping into your why or purpose for something is often the backbone needed to offer support when your sales job and life in general is unfair. Finding your why serves as motivation in the midst of the discouragement and demotivation that dealing with unfairness in sales career can bring. Sometimes everything goes smoothly for a few months with your customers and boom, something changes. Somebody waltzed in and take away your deal that you already counted is going to be closed. And it's not fair. I know that. Been there. Right? But it is the purpose behind why you are pursuing a specific goal of fighting for a certain client that will energize you, keep you focused, and ultimately ensure you don't stop until you reach your ultimate target. My why is... my definition of being in sales is helping others reach their goals. If my customer wants to be number one in the country, I can help them with that. If they want to save money, I can help with that. But I really want to be a person who's helping them reach their goals. That's my why. Find your why. Next one is set goals for yourself. No, I'm not talking about the quotas that company gave you or any other KPIs or anything. Setting goals is another way to focus more on yourself than your circumstances, in a manner that is going to produce actionable results. If your goal is to get promoted in the next 24 months, what do I need to do? You know, slice it. You know the old joke, how can you eat an elephant? Piece by piece. So if you want to reach a specific goal, what are the steps to that goal? And then it's going to motivate you to produce some actionable results. Setting goals takes the issue at hand, analyzes it, and breaks it down in a way that makes tackling it more feasible and more manageable, piece by piece. And this allows efforts and energy to be better invested because the goal can be conquered bit by bit. Then, as success is achieved Within each of the smaller established goals, your self-confidence is definitely increased and your motivation is gained towards completion of the larger goal that you have, your own personal goal. This continues to fuel your inner drive to work in sales until the larger goal is met and ultimately, of course, driving your progress. So setting goals for yourself, it's paramount. So while there is no way to avoid the lack of fairness that sales job sometimes has to offer, or even life sometimes has to offer, if you spend more of your energy looking at the power and abilities you have within yourself, developing your resilience, right? You'll be able to tap into what you need to conquer challenges and overcome sales adversity. And then it's when we recognize the strength within ourselves that we become truly powerful. Remember that. When we recognize the strength within ourselves, then and only then we become truly powerful. So life in sales is not fair. I can finish this podcast with this sentence. But so what? All that matters is who you are. And stay true to who you are in sales, simply because if you start changing your personality, you're going to get lost and you will not understand what's important to you. Stick with who you are. Stay true to who you are, but try to be flexible to find the right words for the right occasion with your customers. And to summarize what we just discussed in this podcast, work on developing your self-awareness. You have to know who you are, right? Being aware of good and bad things and how you process your thoughts, your feelings, your desires, your motivations, your behaviors, your actions. And then after developing self-awareness, believe in your abilities. Believe in what you're capable of in sales to be able to tap into the power of who you are. And one important part is find your why. Many salespeople work and in sales by accident, and they don't really embrace the sales job. Yes, it's a challenging. And when we were kids, we were never saying to our friends, "Oh, I'm going to be an astronaut. I'm going to be a firefighter." And you never said, "I'm going to be a salesperson." No, but when you're in the sales job, find your personal why. Why do this? It's going to give you and going to offer you support when life in general is not fair and sales life as well, it's not fair. And don't forget, please, set goals for yourself. It's another way to focus more on yourself. This is how you are going to be able to really succeed in a sales job and, ultimately, to reach the level of success you desire. It is when we recognize the strength within ourselves then that we become truly powerful. But let me know in your comments or on a LinkedIn which one of these points you feel you should work more on. Is it setting goals for yourself, finding your why, believing in your abilities, or developing self-awareness in the first place? Let me know in a contact form, in a comment box, or on a LinkedIn page, Sales is Easy. Let me know what you think. And of course, if you have any other questions, please feel free to reach out to me anytime. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions in an upcoming podcast. Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast because we have such a cool topics on resilience. Previous ones is all about how to develop empathy skills, what are the power words for resilience, how to build resilience in sales and grow from it, how to actually handle adversity in sales, and what's the connection between great problem solving skills, etc., etc., etc. Check out the previous podcasts. And I can only say thank you for listening. This is Alan Meyer for Sales Podcast, and of course, as always, happy selling.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Peter.
We're the founders of Electrocast Media, bringing you great podcasts like Nightmare Road Stories, Tech Talk Revolution, and Bodacious Minds.
Electrocast networks include Ruby for female empowerment, The Best Business Network, and GPN for geopolitics. We built this company to create community and amplify diverse voices, and we really appreciate your support.
So, keep listening to Electrocast podcasts and hear the culture.
Electrocast. Hey guys, it's Miriam Love here, and I want to share something very special with you. Check out my new release, All In, the Spanish Remixes, out now on Electrocast Records. And always remember, be love, share love, all love.
Available now wherever you listen to music.
Electricast.